We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
To WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Thank you. about our bad, bad misfortune. Just ain't my cross to bear. I sat down, wrote you a long letter. Was just the other day. Said sure. Just ain't my cross to bear. Oh no.
Allman Brothers Band doing Don't Want You No More and It's Not My Cross to Bear. That's from their self-titled 1969 Capricorn Records debut album, which also had the classic songs Whipping Post and Dreams. I remember buying this upon a recommendation of one of the people at Pop Tunes Records before I worked there, and also bought Neil Young and Crazy Horse. As everybody knows, this is nowhere the same day. And both of those records still stand up as classics. Before the Allman Brothers, we had Derek and the Dominoes, Bell Bottom Blues. From the album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs, which was released in 1970, and that was sort of at a time when Eric Clapton was really on a hot streak. He had been in Cream, and then shortly thereafter Blind Faith, and then he did this album, and then went on to a solo career. And at the time, it seemed like he really could do no wrong. Before his stint with Cream, he was also in the Yardbirds and John Mayall on the Blues Breakers. A lot of great music that he was associated with then. That said, Derek and the Dominoes was a lot more than just Eric Clapton. Bobby Whitlock tore it up on keyboards and vocals. He was just incredible. And Carl Radel and Jim Gordon, just rock-solid rhythm section. And Dwayne Allman sat in on the sessions and might as well have been credited as a band member because his playing is all throughout this album. Before Derek and the Dominoes, we had the Jeff Beck Group doing its version of the Yardbirds' hit, Shapes of Things, which Jeff Beck also played on. Rod Stewart is the lead vocalist. Ron Wood, who also performed with Stewart in Faces and later became a member of the Rolling Stones, is on bass. And Mickey Waller, one of my all-time favorite rock drummers, is pounding away on this track. Just amazing band. Before the Jeff Beck Group, we had Little Feat doing Cold, Cold, Cold from their second album, Sailing Shoes, which came out in May of 1972. And that's probably my favorite album by that band. And they've got a lot of great records, but this one is particularly fine. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. Just in case you didn't notice, I guess I'm in the mood for just cranking it up with some big rock and roll stuff. And that's sort of fitting my mood. I hope it fits yours, and if it doesn't, well, you're out of luck. That said, next week's show will be very different from this week's. You can count on that. It'll be whatever it is. I mentioned Faces earlier, and I thought, well, why not do a Faces song? And that's what we're going to hear right now.
Was all you need. He went his way, I couldn't discover mine. I didn't worry if I ever saw him again. He has made a profit while I don't even own a pocket. Woo! And the last I heard, he was sitting at the top of the tree. Wait a minute. Thank you.
NRBQ, Terry Adams, Al Anderson, Joey Spampinato, and Tommy Ardolino, one of the greatest rock and roll drummers. I was so thankful to catch that band live in that lineup. Just an amazing live act. The song we heard, You Can't Hide. That's from their 1980 album, Tiddlywinks, which I do believe is one of their finest albums. At Yankee Stadium's another great album of theirs. Before NRBQ, Bonnie Raitt doing her best sort of blend of NRBQ and the Rolling Stones with a song called Will You Want Ya from her 1982 album Greenlight, which I think is probably the hardest rocking album she ever did. Great track. And we opened up the set with Faces. That's All You Need from the album A Nod Is As Good As a Wink to a Blind Horse. That came out in 1971. That same year, Rod Stewart was experiencing international success off of his third solo album, Every Picture Tells a Story. That album featured the huge hit Maggie May and also a great version of the old Motown song, I'm Losing You. Oh, and Reason to Believe. Good Lord, what a great record. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned. And it happens right here on WYXR FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee, every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. And this edition of Air Conditioned is just a lot of rock and roll. And not wasting any more time, because I'd rather hear music than listening to me talk. We've got the Rolling Stones.
I'm not afraid to die. Quit you, baby. for Mexico. Don't try to stop me. Now you're talking too fast.
ZZ Top, Heard It on the X, from their 1975 London Records album titled Fandango. That was recorded here in Memphis at Ardent and engineered by Terry Manning. That album also had the hit Tish. ZZ Top might have been known as the little band from Texas, but I tell you, they made a whole lot of their music right here in Memphis. Before ZZ Top, we had Steve Miller Band doing Going to Mexico from the album Number 5, which was recorded in Nashville and released in 1970. And before the Steve Miller Band, we had the Beatles' Revolution, which was released in 1968 as the B-side of the 45 single, which featured Hey Jude. We opened up the segment with the Rolling Stones' It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It. And that's from their 1974 album, It's Only Rock and Roll. There you go. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Keeping up with the rock and roll spirit, we got Lucinda Williams doing a pretty damn good version of an AC/DC song. She sort of has a way of not singing expletives and sounding as nasty as rock and roll can get. Not sure that made any sense, but here we go.
Riding down the highway, going to a show, stopping all the byways, playing rock and roll, getting robbed, getting stoned, getting beat up.
It's a long way.
That's got to be one of my very favorite songs by the Black Crowes. That's By Your Side, the title track from their 1999 album, obviously of the same name. The whole album is good, but I really love that song. Lucinda Williams opened up the set doing her take on the AC/DC song, It's a Long Way to the Top, from her 2008 album, Little Honey. The original version by AC/DC appeared on their album, High Voltage, which came out in 1976. For this last hour, you have been listening to me, Rick Clark, and my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, right here on WYXR FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Hope you guys are feeling good today. I'm feeling pretty fine myself. I love sharing music with you and appreciate all the great feedback. And I hope to catch you next week. Same time, same place, for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.